For as long as I can remember, TV shows and movies have promised us that in the future, we'd be able to interact with any technology just by using our voice. The idea of being able to talk to a computer like it was just another person in the room, well, it's nerd heaven.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Well, now we have Siri, we have the Google Assistant, and we've got the Amazon Echo. So is that future now a reality? No, absolutely not. Even the very best voice assistant we have today would be terrible in Star Trek.
Computer, destruct sequence 1, code 1, 1A.
Okay, playing Y. M. C. A.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Oh, I don't know though. It sounds like it could be fun. But anyway, what's the point of this ridiculous intro? Well, the Amazon Echo was recently released here in the UK, and I've picked one up. Is it useful? Is it accessible? Well, let's take a look. The Amazon Echo is basically a Bluetooth speaker with several microphones built in. When activated, it will send any question or command you speak to it to the Amazon Voice Assistant service called Alexa. If you've ever used Siri on an Apple device or OK Google on Android, you'll know exactly how this works. The Echo itself is a 10-inch tall tube. If you imagine a slightly larger tube of Pringles or two cans of fizzy drink on top of each other, you'll have a good idea of its size. And yes, I know everything does revolve around food for me. Sorry. Anyway, the majority of the Echo is the speaker itself, and because of its size and design, it does give a really nice sound. It's a nice clean audio with nice bass and also loud enough to fill the average sized room. The top inch or two of the Amazon Echo is where things start to get interesting though. This is where the seven microphones are, and also you can rotate the top to control the volume. On the top face of the Echo are two buttons. One has a tactile dot, this is the activate button, more on this later, and the other one is the mute microphone button. This will stop the Echo hearing anything you say for all you privacy nuts out there. And that's about it. At the bottom is a jack for plugging in the mains power, and yes, it does need to be plugged into the mains, this isn't portable. And there's no headphone jack. Now, why does that sound familiar? There's currently no way to play the audio from the Amazon Echo to another device. But seeing as it is a very nice Bluetooth speaker itself, that shouldn't be an issue. Now, with that being said, Amazon have just released the Amazon Dot. If you took the Echo and threw away the Bluetooth speaker portion, so you just had the top 2 inches, add a headphone jack and the ability to send audio to a Bluetooth speaker, and you've got the Amazon Dot. It does have a small built-in speaker, so you don't have to attach it to external speakers to hear it. But obviously the Dot is excellent if you want to add the Amazon Alexa voice assistant to your existing audio setup. The Amazon Echo currently costs £150 and the Amazon Dot just £50. Now, I'm not going to go into great detail on how to set up your Amazon device. It is pretty straightforward. You will need to download the Amazon Alexa app from the App Store or the Android Play Store. Just take the Echo or the Dot out of the box, plug it into the mains, and then hold down the activate button. Remember that one? The one at the top with the tactile dot? Hold that down until you hear...
Now in setup mode. Follow the instructions in your Alexa app.
Now the Amazon Alexa app is accessible, mostly, but at times it can be really frustrating to use, but we'll get to that later. But I found following the instructions and the initial setup really easy. Okay, I'm boring myself to death. Let's get to what it can do. Okay, finally we're here. The only part you're really interested in, a demo of how it works and what it does. So to get it to listen to what you're saying, you need to use a wake word. You can choose from Amazon, Echo, or by default, it's Alexa. Or if for some reason it can't hear what you're saying, you can press the activation button at the top. Let's start off with the basics, the things you expect every voice assistant to do. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 7:52 a.m.
Alexa, what's the weather in Manchester today?
Right now in Manchester, it's 48 degrees with showers and mostly cloudy skies. Today's forecast has intermittent clouds, with a high of 52...
Alexa, stop. Alexa, what's 55 times 76?
55 multiplied by 76 is 4,180.
Alexa, Wiki Amazon Echo.
Amazon Echo is a smart speaker developed by Amazon.com. The device consists of a 9.25-inch tall cylinder speaker with a 7-piece microphone array. Tell me if you'd like me to read more.
Oh, 9.25-inch. As ever, it seems like I've exaggerated the size a little bit. Alexa, tell me more.
Okay. The device responds to the name Alexa. This wake word can
Alexa,
be changed...
Stop. You get the idea. It can handle general knowledge, math, spelling, word definition, setting alarms and timers, all your standard stuff. Now let's look at the more interesting features and some of the Amazon services you can access. Alexa News.
Here's Sean's flash briefing. In Sky News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, comments Donald Trump made about his presidential rival Hillary Clinton in 2008.
Stop. This is the flash briefing, and you could add different news sources to this through the Alexa app. For example, by default there we have Sky News, but you can also add BBC News, The Guardian, Daily Mail, and things like that. Next, I think, is one of the best features about the Amazon Echo, the ability to play any radio station using TuneIn Radio. Alexa, play BBC Manchester Radio.
BBC Manchester on TuneIn.
Impressed him against Inter Milan in midweek, despite them losing. He says he knows the challenge they face if they're to win.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, play Planet Rock Radio.
Planet Rock on TuneIn.
Alexa, stop. I love this feature. For me, this feature alone makes it worth the money. Well, maybe that's going overboard a little bit, but it is great. I use it all the time. Plus, with TuneIn, it's not just radio stations. You can also pull up podcasts. Alexa, play the Cult of Mac podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Cult Cast, Cult of Mac. Here it is from TuneIn.
You've just seen some pictures of Macintosh. Now I'd like to show you Macintosh in person.
Hello, I am Macintosh. It sure is great to get out of that bag.
Alexa, stop. Fantastic, and we are working hard to get the Tech Talk podcast on there as soon as we can, believe me. As well as TuneIn Radio, of course, the Echo supports Amazon Music. If you're an Amazon Prime member, then you already have access to the Amazon Streaming Music feature, or you can subscribe to it separately. Also, there's support for Spotify, though I don't have an account, so I can't try that out. Let's go back to my roots. Alexa, play the Wurzels.
Shuffling the Wurzels from Amazon Music.
Oh, it's a classic. Sing along.
Where be a clapper too? I know where he be. Keep it up, young Wurzel.
No? Okay. Alexa, stop. For the most part, it works great, but I did notice the Amazon Music service doesn't have quite the selection as the others, such as Apple Music, but for most people, it's more than enough. Another nice feature is the ability to play your Audible books. Alexa, play my Audible book.
Getting the book from Sean's Audible library. Resuming Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Chapter 33. But the end never came. At least, not
Alexa,
then.
Next chapter.
Chapter 34. The air car rocketed them at
Alexa,
speeds
stop.
In excess...
Again, a nice feature that works well, although I haven't found a way to list the books that you've got in your library, which would be nice. And of course, this is Amazon, so you can shop. Well, sort of. Currently, you can only reorder items you've ordered in the past. Alexa, order item.
What would you like to order?
Bluetooth adapter.
Based on Sean's order history, I found two matching items. The first is Logitech Bluetooth audio adapter. It's £28.49 total. Would you like to buy it now?
Yes.
Okay. What's Sean's voice code?
Cancel.
Cancelling.
I haven't actually used it to buy anything yet, but it does seem like it could be pretty convenient. Okay, I'm running out of time, so let's move on to the final and potentially the best thing on the Amazon Echo, and that's skills. Skills are basically little apps you can run on your Amazon Echo. Amazon have opened up the Alexa voice service to developers so anyone can make a skill. There are literally thousands of skills. Admittedly, there's a lot of terrible ones, but there are a few great ones too. And hopefully it will only get better. Alexa, open National Rail.
Welcome to National Rail. Say check on a journey to get journey times, or say help for more information.
Check on journey.
Okay. What is your departure station?
Manchester Piccadilly.
Manchester Piccadilly. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now what is your destination station?
Bristol Temple Meads.
Bristol Temple Meads. Is that correct?
Yes.
There are no delays on your journey. The next train from Manchester Piccadilly departs at 8:27 a.m. You will need to change at Birmingham New Street. You will arrive in Bristol Temple Meads at 11:51 a.m. The following train departs at 9:27 a.m. and arrives at 12:49 p.m. Would you like to hear later trains?
No.
Okay. Have a nice trip.
Obviously, that's the National Rail skill and it works really well. Now, as I said, there are already thousands of skills in the skills section in the Alexa app, and hopefully soon there will be more UK-specific ones. I've got a few installed, Just Eat for ordering my takeaway, a couple of games like Movie Tagline Quiz and Akinator, and obviously some childish ones that make rude noises. Everyone has them. And on that note, I think we'll wrap this up. So, in conclusion, the good points. Well, the microphones on this are amazing. They work so well and it makes a huge difference. I mean, if you've ever spent several hours shouting "Hey Siri" in different accents to your iPhone, you know how frustrating it can be when it doesn't react. Well, I've never had that with the Amazon Echo or Dot. I have my Echo under the TV at the other end of the living room, about 20 feet away, and I never have to raise my voice. Even when there's lots of background noise, it can still hear me. Great. Also, specifically to the Amazon Echo, I think the speaker on it is really good. It's nice clear audio, it's loud enough to fill a room, it's impressive. And as for the Amazon Dot, I think it's good value for money. It's got the same microphones and can do everything the Echo can do, and it's great on a bedside table or added to an existing audio setup. As for the voice assistant service itself, as you can hear from this demo, it's really fast and responsive. And the ability to add new features with skills gives it great potential for the future. Now, the bad points, and there is a biggie. The Alexa app. Now, as I said, it is mostly accessible, both on Android and iOS, but it can be so frustrating to use. From the unlabeled menu button, the focus issues in the skills section, which means you can't select a skill, and frequent times where you can't activate any item and you need to close it down in the app switcher and relaunch it. And it is such a shame because these are all really simple, really stupid accessibility issues that shouldn't be there. Now, the app is basically just a front for the website itself, and I found that if you go to alexa.amazon.co.uk on the desktop, it's a lot easier to navigate and use, especially when enabling skills. In my opinion, for what that's worth, I do really like it. This is the only piece of voice-activated technology I've ever owned that hasn't been frustrating and awkward to use. It's really hard to explain, but once you've had one in your house for a while, you just use it without even thinking about it. It just feels natural, and that's something really hard to pull off. So well done, Amazon!